I'm here joined with head volleyball coach, Coach Mike Turnbull, and Coach, we host a tri-match tonight, and we take on Marshalltown in our first set, and then, first match, and then we host Briarcliff after. So talk to us a little bit about the evening.
I'm real happy we played tonight, because we can talk later, but we got this pretty big match in our life on Wednesday. So it was nice to come in from a weekend, go home, come in and play these two matches tonight. You know, you play, start with a Division I Marshalltown, Marshalltown, Indian Hills, and Iowa Western, the three D1s in Iowa. And they're not the best of those three, but they're a good, solid team, and they bring size at you and good defenders. And, you know, and I felt like we played okay. But you can't play okay and put that up as a W with them. And we did get a huge performance out of Sydney Swanson in that one. So we haven't had our hitters put up double-digit kills too often, and Sydney put up 12 in the first one and 13 in the second one, and that's just huge for our normal numbers. But we asked for spark, better talk in the second match, and we got most of that. I think we could have pushed that a lot harder, maybe grinded a win out of that one, but we did get some of the work done. We felt like we got to get set for Wednesday.
Yeah, so talk to us about that big matchup on Wednesday. Travel down to Ellsworth. Talk to us a little bit about it.
Well, all I can say from almost my first year in the league is that, I mean, normally you talk about teams like if you want to be playing for something on the last day of the season, and that's a good season. And there are all 10 teams in this league are playing Wednesday night with a chance to get to the playoffs. There's nobody out of this thing, and there's not a single seed in the whole deal. Like, top eight's going to make it, but there's nothing decided. And you got a huge match on top. Iowa Central and Nyack are playing each other. Winner of that's going to win the conference, but the loser may fall to third or fourth. And in the middle, they're playing each other. On our end, you know, we're playing the flip-flop from Nyack and Iowa Central, but we have Ellsworth. You got what you wanted. You're controlling your own fate. We go in there and win that. We go out of there no matter what else happened on the night around the league we're in. We got the eighth spot. The only thing we do know is that we cannot move up, but we can sit in at eight and go play winner of the Iowa Central Nyack match. And I think it's, you know, like I said, you want that for your own team, but I think the league just shows so much competition with the idea that you played 8 weeks and it's going to take week nine to settle it out, and I think that's fun. You know, I don't know how much the kids are more nervous about that and then excited. I hope they're excited about it, because that's a big deal, and nobody's gotten knocked out of this thing. And I'm excited. I'm just, like I said, I'm fired up about it. At the beginning, you know, I had my doubts, like, are we going to be able to get to that mark? And then after we had some injuries, it was like, I don't know. But we've continued to improve. Luckily for us, Ellsworth didn't go off on other people, and Southwestern didn't get a jump. And so we go in there and play. You win, you're in. You lose it, then we got to start looking at the tiebreakers and check the internet and see who beat who and figure that all out later. So, you know, hopefully we just know when we walk out of the Ellsworth gym we did our job, and Ellsworth's done and Southwestern's done.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck, Coach.
Thank you.